Okay. Hi guys, happy Wednesday. Kaylee and I are back, and today we're going to be talking about the binge restrict cycle, and we came up with 10 of our top tips to just run through with you guys to make sure that you have all the tools necessary if you're struggling with something like this or you feel like you're having overeating episodes. But first things first, we want to kind of explain what that cycle is, what it could look like. So Kaylee, do you want to explain it to them?
Yeah, so with the binge and restrict cycle, I feel like it's something that a lot of people have a lot of issues with because they get into this habit of eating large amounts of food, whether it's they're by themselves and they are just, binging on a lot of food or a large event and they're eating more than they think they should. And then they go right into restriction the next day or right after and they don't eat anything and then they're starving. So they binge again and it's just this endless cycle that can be hard to get out of.
Yeah, and it's not anyone's fault. And I think we all have struggled with it, especially just being women. Like, I feel like when I was raised, that's almost what was publicized. It's go on these super fad diets so then you can really enjoy one day. So that in itself is like taking moderation out of the situation and like causing that all or nothing in our minds. So we were raised this way, and it's just now becoming aware of it and educating ourselves of how to kind of move past that and do a more sustainable approach to where, like, we can have dessert every day. We can have our favorite chips, but in moderation and not feel like we have to go overboard because we have to get it all in at once because we're not going to have it again at some point.
I feel like a lot of people get into a mindset too with like their vocabulary, even like, oh, it's a cheat meal or it's a, I'm cheating. Like, no, you're just eating something you enjoy, and then we're gonna go right back to, hitting those macros. So.
Yeah. And even with my approach of if it fits your macros, we do your untracked meal that I never want to be called a cheat, a treat, anything like that. It's just a day of grace where you don't have to put it the numbers into the app. So you guys know that with your calories, your macros that you have now, as long as you hit them, following 80-20, but that 20% can be whatever you want. But yeah, just a little context of what we're gonna be talking about. And then we also wanted to remind you about the summer challenge. It's ending July 7th, so that's next Friday. And the winner will be announced on my Instagram. So just keep an eye out there. And reminder for winners, how that works. Checking in each week is super important, so make sure you do your last check-in before then. Having a 1% better mindset, so it's not necessarily just physical change. We want to see that you're putting an effort each day of getting a little bit better. So it doesn't mean it has to be like this amazing, this crazy, like 100-pound transformation. It could be just thinking differently and approaching weight loss, fat loss, weight gain, whatever your situation is, in a different approach and like having that mindset shift. Physical, mental transformation, hit their goals a majority of the time, and still finding balance with parties, events, because we know that those still went on the past 3 months. And then completing two things off of the summer challenge checklist. And most of you guys have been really good with that, sending it over each night, just checking it off and tagging me in your Instagram story. So just keep that up for this last week. And then I still have something to keep challenging you guys after that. So don't feel like once you hit this, you kind of just hit a plateau. We have other things come in, fun things, and the winner package is quite nice. It's going to be some merch, some gift cards, and a whole bunch of things. So yeah, just wanted to put a little reminder about that. And now let's get into our tips. Do you want to do number one?
Yeah, sure. So this one's about saving or banking your calories for the nighttime. So a lot of times people can get into the habit of restricting a lot in the mornings or skipping breakfast. And actually, I just took number two too, didn't I? We'll get back
It's
to
all right.
that. One second, my dogs are losing their mind.
While
They
they're
like to
sleeping.
bark at the neighbors. Sorry, yeah, right now my two shepherds, they're about to lose it. So saving and banking calories, you want to make sure that you're eating throughout the day and you're not trying to restrict just for a large meal in.
Yeah. I think for me, I used to do this where I would specifically pre-track like a 700 calorie dessert at night because I knew I got hungry at night, but I was
Yeah.
finding myself losing energy during the day, like just work and school. I wasn't focusing very well and kind of cranky throughout the day. So once I really educated myself on like pre-post workout nutrition are supposed to be your most calorific meals of the day, you know,
Yeah.
like post workout meal, carb heavy. I would save all my carbs for at night, and then after my workout, I wasn't recovering properly because I wasn't having the proper amount of protein and carbs. So just understanding that eating periodically throughout the day and a good amount of calories throughout the day is important, and you can still bank maybe like 300, 400 calories for the nighttime. I do that for my Ninja Creami, totally fine, but don't go overboard on it.
Yeah, definitely. I think too, a lot of times that's where you get into that cycle because if you're restricting so much and you're like tracking a $700 or $700, my brain this week, I cannot 700 calorie dessert, then you're not, like you said, you're not fueling yourself in the morning. So then you are hungry at night because you haven't eaten throughout the day. So it's just like this constant cycle.
And then not eating breakfast was the next one. So I like to eat within an hour of waking up, and I like to have a breakfast with all three macros, so protein, carb, and fat. So I like to do cream of rice with protein powder, some blueberries, and peanut butter. I like a sweet breakfast, just how it works. And I do that before caffeine, and then I'll drink my caffeine. And water. I'll have water first. But this is really good in balancing out your blood sugars, leveling out your cortisol levels a bit in the morning. So having that breakfast within the first hour, I know we hear things all the time about like intermittent fasting till 12 p.m., but I don't want you to listen to that right now. I want you to try this approach because I promise it will make you feel better if you eat in the morning, especially if you're working out in the morning or if you're doing work. You can't run on an empty fuel tank for your car. Same thing with our bodies. So try this out and let me know what your favorite breakfasts are too. Kaylee, what do you have for breakfast? I know you have all sorts of things over there. Those bagels.
Oh my goodness, they were so good. Yeah, the two ingredient bagels. I love a good bagel sandwich. My husband and I were from New York, and so yeah, you can't f quite find the New York bagels down here, but
She makes her own with Greek yogurt and what is it?
yes,
Flour? Rice
it's
and flour?
self-rising flour. Yeah, it's really good. And then of course the Trader Joe's, everything but the bagel seasoning, because I can't live without that. But yeah, definitely breakfast is important. And not doing, I feel like a lot of women can get in the cycle of grabbing their coffee and going and just caffeine on an empty stomach. Let's not do that, guys. Don't do that. Get some water, get some food, then get your caffeine. Your body will thank you for it.
I've actually heard people doing the bagels with like the raisins and then putting cinnamon in it and then like twisting.
Yes.
That looks
That
good.
sounds really good. I'm gonna have to try that. I need to get back into it. I haven't been making them as much recently. I'm honestly on a cream of rice kick too with protein.
Yeah, it's so good.
So
Also, I feel
good.
like you guys ask all the time why I do cream of rice now instead of oats. And for me, it's because when I work out in the morning, I work out after I eat breakfast, and oats is a slower digesting carb. So I felt like it was sitting in my stomach more during my workout and I kind of felt heavy. But when I have cream of rice is a faster digesting carb. So I got the energy quicker. I got the glycogen quicker. So that's the difference there. And if you ever have a question of like what carb is a fast versus a slow digesting, just send it over and we can help you out.
Yeah, cream of rice is great for that.
And then the next
Yep.
one is you want to do that one?
Yeah, I can do that one. So not allowing certain foods or restricting certain foods or thinking of foods as bad. That's another one of those vocabulary things. There aren't bad foods. There are slightly more nutritious foods or foods that are a little bit more macro balanced, but there's no bad foods. So a lot of times you can get it in your head that this food, I can't have it. Like, I can't have Oreos, or I can't have this, or I can't have donuts. You can have donuts. Just make it work with your macros, because as soon as if I told you you cannot have Oreos for the next 7 days, what are you going to be thinking about for the next 7 days? Oreos constantly. So it's constantly your brain, and then you're much more likely to grab an entire pack of Oreos instead of, two or three or four Oreos. So having that mental shift of there aren't bad foods. You can have any food. Just make sure you're tracking and you're balancing and you're keeping up with your macros, and you're good to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I always think about it like with a baby or even with like Gus, the nude puppy. Like if I tell him he can't have something, oh my God, he walks away.
Yeah.
And humans
It's
just
like,
work the same
let me catch
way.
him. Yeah. I
So
totally agree.
yeah, someone asked me on Instagram this morning about they're like obsessed with Reese's Pieces, and we're kind of falling into another one over here, but she keeps a bag in the, of them, like the big bag. I
Yeah.
would recommend for that having the portioned sizes. So that goes with like you can have the bad food, the 20% food, but maybe buy portions or portion them out yourself in a Ziploc baggie. Like do your future self a service
Yeah.
and take control of that, but still implement them even daily. Like if you have one food that you're afraid of right now, I want you to challenge you to fit into your macros every single day. Okay. And you can do that because you can, it's all through portion sizes.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many clients will come and say like, "Oh, what do I do about my cravings? Like I'm having such bad cravings." And it's like, "Well, are you craving something specific? What is it? Let's add it in. Let's make sure you have it." And I can't tell you the amount of people that have like they're like, "I don't have cravings anymore." Like even myself, as soon as I stopped thinking in my head, "Oh, I can't have that." My cravings disappeared 'cause like I was like, "I can have that. It doesn't matter." Like
Yeah.
it's fine.
It's
It
so
takes a lot of stress off.
so funny though, but because once you do that, I have like cravings on my period and the cravings are so weird. It's like red meat, but it's my
Right.
body telling me that I need like iron, you know?
Yeah.
Or if I want dark chocolate near like the week before my period, okay, I need magnesium, you know, and dark chocolate has magnesium in it. So you almost become more in tune. Whereas
Yep.
before you would think that you wanted like a specific food, but it's really your body craving maybe a mineral or like another
Exactly.
macro or some
Yeah.
water. Yeah, so that's huge.
Yeah.
And then not eating sufficient macros can cause a craving. So this comes into play when we're doing calorie tracking, but maybe just letting our macros fall wherever. So you're hitting your macros, but your calories, maybe you're hitting your macros with all carbs. If your body's craving protein, even when you hit your calories with all the carbs, it's still going to crave protein and fat. So that ends up in a potential binge restrict cycle to where you binge on maybe, I don't know many people that binge on a protein, but let's say vice versa, right? So just making sure you get sufficient amount. And I think that's kind of where people see this binge restrict cycle come with people doing ketogenic diet because they're lacking so much in the carbs that they'll binge out on the carbs on like the weekend or when they're off their keto diet. So if we can just keep a healthy level balance of all of them, I think that's really smart, especially with
Yeah.
fats for women too.
And I think too, this gets easier the more in tune you are with your body. Like if you've been tracking for a while and then you're like, "Man, I'm having this craving or something." I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. And I look at my macros and I'm like, "Wow, my carbs are way too low. I have not eaten enough today." So you'll start kind of seeing as you pay more attention to like what you're tracking and what you're eating and where you're falling short and how your energy levels are. Like all of that'll start to make a lot more sense just the more you do it and the more you practice too.
Yeah, and you can see what time of the day maybe you need more carbs, more energy. So for me, it's
Exactly.
the morning because that surrounds my workout. But for you might be able to have maybe just like a protein and a fat in the morning and then save your carbs for later in the afternoon if that's when you're working out. So just mixing things up there. It doesn't mean I have zero carbs in the morning. It just means maybe like a less amount. So yeah, and that's something that we can help with too. So if you have a question about like, okay, how should I be spacing out my macros throughout the day? We can map that out, give like a perfect breakdown of what it could look like surrounding a 3 p.m. workout, you know? So don't need to get tedious
Perfect.
there. And then the next one was caffeine without food in the morning.
Which I already said.
We already
I'm
touched on
sorry, Julie.
that. No, you're good. So don't have your pre-workout or have your coffee without
Yes.
just a little bit of something. And if you're working out at like 4 a.m., a banana. I'm happy with the banana in your pre-workout, but I don't want you having that pre-workout with nothing, you know?
Yeah. And also starting the day with some water too. That can be huge, not only just for staying hydrated, but you're also not playing catch up at the end of the day for that gallon goal. I can't
Oh,
tell you how many
yeah.
times. Just start the water early. Just start it first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I actually went to the gym this morning and I picked my, or I dropped my roommate off at the airport and I forgot to bring my water bottle to the gym. And I was one exercise in feeling so fatigued. And so I went to the front desk and then I also
Yes.
forgot my wallet. So I was like, can I just put it out in the card that's on file? And he was like, yeah. So I got this big water bottle, chugged it, felt way better.
You feel
I
so much
forgot about
better. It's crazy. I can't tell you how many things. It's like I'm having a headache. Oh yeah, I haven't drunk
that.
enough
Water.
water today. I'm too tired. Oh yeah, I haven't drunk enough water today.
Who needs Advil when you have sufficient macros
Right?
and hydration?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is distracted eating, so mindful eating. Do you have some tips when it comes to mindful eating?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times what happens with people is they're binging because they've got all the screens on and they're super distracted and they grab a bag of chips and then their show's done and so's the bag of chips. So it's like, not
Yeah.
that chips are bad, chips are fine, chips are great.
Perfect.
But if you're really having that like urge to binge or that urge to eat like more than you know that your body needs, one thing that can really help is not telling yourself you can't have it, because then we're going back into that restriction side of things. But instead, sitting down, portion out one serving size, don't have your screens on, and take, a bite of that craving. And each bite, think about, how am I feeling? Am I getting full? Do I still want more? If you still want more, keep eating it. That's fine. But then once you're done
What
with
does
that
it
serving,
taste like? That's
yeah,
what I
exactly. What does it taste like? How am I feeling? Is this satisfying that craving? Like all of that stuff. And then once you're done with the serving, have that same conversation with yourself. Am I still craving it? Do I still want more? You can allow yourself to have more, but you're taking that mindlessness out of it
mean.
and you're really focusing on, how is the food making you feel? Is this the craving that you are having? And all of that. And just, being mindful.
Yeah. I think that's important. I think the screen is a big one nowadays.
Yeah.
You're like not taking your lunch break. I was working in corporate last year. If when it hit 12 o'clock, I was on my lunch break. Whether it was 30 minutes or a full hour, I stepped away from my desk. I ate my food with my roommate. We'd chat, like do our thing. That's like the nice part about working from home. But take that time away. Like if it's urgent, maybe push your lunch an hour, but you have time to eat during the day. And if you don't,
Yep.
then you need a new boss.
Right.
Or I need to talk to
You
him.
should be
But
eating.
yeah, you have to be eating. Yeah. Okay. The next one, we
Yep.
can touch on eating from large bags or family packs. If they do come in those and they're cheaper and it's just easier, Ziploc baggies, portion them out yourself, little containers. I really recommend doing that because it's so easy to just like, okay, I'm gonna count 17 chips because that's a serving size. Oh, one more won't kill me. Oh, two more won't kill me. Oh, I had 4 servings, the whole bag,
Right.
So just
Yeah.
be mindful about that. And another tip is like putting the bag on the scale and then zeroing out the scale and taking out. It just makes your life easier when it comes to like that stuff. If it's messy Cheetos or anything like that, I don't know. But yeah, just little tips when it comes to the larger portions.
Yeah, we love Costco here, but just portion it out. Just
I'm
portion it out.
getting my
Well,
Costco membership when I move to St. Pete, Clearwater area.
got you. It's the best. Oh my gosh, they have such good stuff.
I'm
Like,
so excited.
yeah, it'll be great. You'll be portioning stuff out. It'll be
Exactly. Also, this is not one that I have written down, but I feel like the Ninja Creami and just like protein ice cream has been saving me because I'm like a big volume
yes.
person. So if you don't have a Ninja Creami, if you just have a blender, I can send you over my like ice cream recipe, and it's protein powder, almond milk, and sugar-free Jell-O mix, just a little bit. And it makes this thick shake, and it tastes like ice cream to me. If you have a good protein powder, I can send you recommendations too. But that helps, especially at night when I really want to snack on a lot. That really helps. And popcorn's a good one. If you're more salty, popcorn can have a larger portions for fewer calories if you're
Yeah.
budgeting.
Yeah, the Ninja Creami, I feel like, just like totally changed the game for me, because like going, I can literally put like a Fairlife protein shake, which I can drink in 5 seconds, just
Same.
throw that in and blend in the Ninja Creami and blend it, and like it feels like I've had a whole meal after I eat it. Like, and that's the only ingredient. It's
It's
crazy. I
crazy.
love it.
I love technology.
Not to influence people to buy things, but that's a good
Whatever.
one. If you want it, I would say get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Not
Yep.
affiliated with Ninja.
Right, exactly. We don't make anything off of this, but it's great.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to do the next one?
Yeah.
So alcohol can have a big, and not that alcohol is bad, that's not what we're saying here, but a lot of times when we've talked about this a little bit in our last one, but it can really influence, your making decisions, and it ups that hunger level and all of that. And especially like the next day, if you have that hangover and you're just craving, like, it can really go into you overeating quite a lot. So with alcohol, it's good to kind of set yourself a limit ahead of time. Like, this is how many drinks I want to have, and make sure you're getting that water in between that we talked about before. So 2 glasses of water in between each drink, and really just be mindful in that space too when you're out and, having a few drinks.
Yeah, drunk munchies are real. What I do is like I'll tell myself my limit of amount of drinks and like how much water I'm gonna drink, and I like try to stick to it. But say I just like, take one or two shots too many, I pre-plan my like nighttime snack and I have it ready, and I like leave it out for myself. Like I'll
That's
tell my
smart.
mom, and then I come home and I'm like, oh, what should I eat? Oh, it's right there. Oh, my life is so easy. Grab it, sit on the couch, I take my makeup off with wipes and just like enjoy my snack. And it's like cream of rice with protein powder. I'm like, okay, tastes good. Yeah,
It's still great. It's still great.
like it's fine. But yeah, that's a good idea too. And like hangovers too. You want something greasy, something like, like a bacon, egg, and cheese, something like that. Make it from home. You can make a bacon, egg, and cheese taste real good from home and fit your macros. So I have a
Yes.
few recipes I could send over too if you want
Or
something like that.
French fries in the air fryer, or
Make it from home. Make it from
you
home.
can do it.
So,
You can do
yeah, you can
it.
do it.
And if you know you're going out and you're probably going to have a hangover the next day, again, prep that stuff ahead of time. So if you know you're going to want that fried food that you can make at home, you're probably not going to want to make it when you're hungover. But prep it ahead of time and you're good to
Or
go.
just plan accordingly and have your Sunday breakfast be your untracked meal for the week.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And then last but not least is emotionally eating can surface as overeating. I feel like for me personally, I've seen it go two ways. It's when you're super anxious or stressed out or emotional, you either forget to eat or you overeat. For me, I go the overeat route, so I definitely like have had to find my own coping mechanisms for that. I don't know if you're the same. Yeah.
So mine is like, it depends on the type of stress. Like, good stress, I forget to eat. Bad stress, I way overeat.
Yeah, no,
So,
that makes sense. Yeah.
yeah.
If you're like really into something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so we wrote like journaling about what you're feeling is important, or taking a walk, changing your environment, calling a friend. You don't even have to talk about what's going on. You could just make plans for the weekend. You change your mind a little bit, get into it a little bit, a happier mindset. I always say like set a 20-minute timer and try that, and then like if you're still hungry after that, have a snack.
Yeah, and definitely finding stuff too that you enjoy doing and having it planned ahead of time. Again, planning is key for anything in health and fitness. And just having things like, if you know you're not hungry, you're just stressed and want to eat, pick something from your list of things you enjoy doing and do that instead, and then come back to it, 20 minutes later, like Julie said. So there's a lot of
That's like a fun
options
little
there.
activity you can do too, like things that make me happy, and like put them in your notes, and then when you're feeling that way, go in, like close your eyes and pick one,
Yes, I love it. Or like have the jar that you can just pull it out of.
Yeah. Something like that. Brett and I
Make
have
it fun, guys.
Brett and I have like these like date night cards that you can scratch off, but there's ones
Yeah.
of like solo nights and you can
Yeah.
scratch off too on Amazon. Like that's fun. I would do that with
That's so cool. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like there's a bunch of different categories too. It's like at home, $0, or like out X amount of
Oh,
dollars, like how
cool.
many.
Yeah. Oh, I
Yeah.
love that idea. That's
Yeah.
great.
But yeah, those were all of our tips for today. And then the last thing we want to touch on is if you feel like you're binging, your overeating is getting out of hand, please message me. Like this is something that we need to tackle together. I don't want you like feeling alone. I've been through it. Kaylee's been through it. So we can open the conversation and don't feel like pressured or intimidated. That's what we're here for. So yeah.
And don't feel like that is a failure or something bad. Like, it happens to everybody, and we are your absolute biggest cheerleaders, and we're always going to be here for you. So there's nothing you can say to us where we're going to, tear you down. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm
We've
like
all been there.
same.
Right?
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
This is what helped. Like,
Exactly. Open the conversation. Cool.
exactly.
But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Let us know what your takeaways were. If you have any questions, if you need any of the links I talked about, just ping me. Oh my God, message me. I'm talking about Slack.
I
Yeah. But yeah. I hope you
know,
guys have a good Wednesday.
right? Yes. Thanks. You guys have an awesome day. I love doing these. These are so fun.
Yeah, me too. Let us know if you have any like specific ones you want too. We can do that too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, bye guys.